I'm standing with David Austin in the David Austin area at Chelsea. David, was it very difficult to put this together today?
It was incredibly difficult, yeah, because the season's been so difficult. Had the very warm weather in March where we got ahead with the roses, then the worst weather, as we all know, in April, so everything then very behind, so we had to whack the heat on to get the roses ready. So this has been the toughest Chelsea for a long time.
And you've got four new varieties out. I have to say, Tranquility is absolutely beautiful, and I've just been saying I must get one for my garden. There's always room for another rose in the garden. Tell me about these four new ones.
Okay, Boscobel is a beautiful salmony pink with an amazing fruity fragrance. That's a beautiful rose, probably my favourite of the new ones this year. Tranquility is fantastic, a lovely rose with very good disease-resistant foliage, so it's going to be a beautiful, easy-to-grow rose.
I'm just going to say this, the white ones are quite difficult to grow, aren't they? Because Tranquility, it's very difficult to get that perfect white rose.
It's actually difficult to breed white roses, but the white roses we've got are generally very good. So we've had Claire Austin, which is a fabulous rose. We've got Kew Gardens, all right, very different because it's a single rose, but that's very, very resistant as well. So last year we did William and Catherine, so we've had a good run. We seem to have that sometimes. Maybe 10 years ago we had a very good run on yellow roses and we developed a really strong range, but all of a sudden then they don't come through in the breeding, so you can never predict what's going to be good. But we're very proud of our white roses. They're really good, really good.
And then the other two roses that are out this year?
We've got the Lark Ascending, which is a semi-double yellow, slightly larger shrub, masses and masses of flowers, slightly smaller flowers than some of our roses, but beautiful nonetheless. And last to mention is Royal Jubilee, obviously named for the Queen, which has got almost like a peony flower with a deep pink colour to it, and it opens to reveal yellow stamens and the most amazing fragrance.
Should we go and have a smell?
Yeah.
We'll walk over here. Now the water feature in here looks absolutely gorgeous. I can't imagine that you've put a water feature in here from overnight. How fantastic.
Yeah, have a smell of that. That is just incredible.
Oh, that's amazing. That's almost like fruit, sort of cherries and fruity over the top.
We have a professional perfumer who comes and analyses all the fragrances and he breaks it down into all different components. But fragrance is incredibly complex. So there are something like 100 different components to a fragrance. But ours tend to fall into sort of four or five main categories, which is the tea fragrance, which does smell of tea. You know, it's a kind of a dry but a quite attractive smell. You've got a myrrh fragrance, which is like an aniseed, almost an aniseed fragrance, can be very strong. True old rose, which is seems a strange thing to say, but quite a floral, rounded fragrance. And another main fragrance would be fruity, where you really get all sorts of different black currants and all sorts of different flavours almost coming through in the fragrance.
Well, I think the Queen is going to be here later in the day. I'm willing to bet she's going to smell this same rose.
I hope so. Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah. We're very proud of it, so it'd be great if she could come on. Yeah.